This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Patriots Monday, a Mayo Monday. We are at Gillette Stadium, and Gerard Mayo will be with us in a couple hours at 9. Before that, Boomer Esiason at 8. I would be remiss if I didn't thank every single one of you who came out Friday in Newport. Huge turnout for the show. I don't know if that surprises you guys or not, but every time we decide we're going to do a road show, I wonder how many people are going to come. And there were a couple hundred of you who showed up and gave up your morning on Friday, and we had a blast. I want to thank everybody down there who was a part of Audrain Concours Motor Week, which was awesome, and it was just a great time all around.
And so, it's really cool to see the younger people coming out. Like,
you sound like an old head.
There were women in their 20s that were coming to the show.
Why wouldn't they?
No, I believe in the last 3 years, I've noticed at road shows, it's swinging younger.
Yes.
Okay. And what we saw, it's a compliment to you.
I
have to say, I agree. I did not expect people that were outside of the old head age that would be at a radio show at a car restoration event.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank every single one of you who came. Really appreciate it. And let's get back to the rest of the leads. Courtney, hello.
Hello, good morning. I already gave mine a bit. I just want to know what the plan was to end that game. You've got some time left on the field. You were able to get a first down still. It wasn't first and goal. You still could have gotten another first down to stop the clock again. It just seemed like they were just waiting for the time to end. Hunter Henry, bad showing for him. Ramondre Stevenson, what the plan was for him when it comes to discipline. If you want to put a guy in his place for having four fumbles in four games, you bench him at the beginning. 2 minutes later, he's back. He's in the game. Thank God he was, because he was the only guy to score for us in this one. But it's just a sad state of affairs. It's a completely different Patriots team than I'm 32, than I ever have the memory of witnessing. Like Greg said, 25 years was probably the last time you saw a team this bad. So it's depressing, and I think it's sad because we're also in a state right now where the feelings towards the NFL are on the rise. I just read an article over the weekend where, whether it's among women or Gen Zers, they are like 87% are viewing the NFL in a favorable light. It's the most that's ever been in a very long time. So for a time when the league is being viewed in a good light, it's sad to see the Patriots in such a bad one.
All right, Courtney, thank you very much. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So, Greg, I think you asked the question of how long would it take? Well, simple answer to that: for the Patriots to get back to where they're maybe not a championship caliber team, but you're invested in watching. It's very simple. That would be next season if you put Drake May in today. And the reason why is you look at the Chicago Bears. How many wins did they have last year? Chicago Bears had what?
Five? Four or five?
I gotta double check the number. I thought it was less. I thought it might have been six, but who the hell knows? Washington football team, the Washington Commanders had four wins, the same as you. And look what they've been able to do. You look at the Denver Broncos.
The Bears had seven last year.
Oh, seven wins.
Seven, okay.
Seven wins, right? So when you look at turning things around.
Commanders is a great comp.
Yeah.
I mean, they had the exact same losses as you did last season, and they arguably have the best offense in the NFL right now.
Well, when you look at it, it's not so much whether or not the Commanders are going to be a Super Bowl contender, but they're if you're a Commanders fan, you're excited. You feel like, okay, the future's great, and you start to look statistically. Jaden Daniels has only thrown four touchdowns this season. Mm-hmm. It's not like he's lighting it up in the sense where you look at him and you go, wow, Drake May can't do that. So when you ask on how long it will take, Their offensive line is not great. Chicago's offensive line is not great. You know how many sacks Caleb Williams been sacked this year? 17, the same amount of times as Jacoby Brissett. It's about your quarterback. It's about you putting in the quarterback, and obviously you got to hope that that quarterback is good, but at least we would be able to find out. And if he can play at a decent level,
yes.
The turnaround is not that long.
Yes, maybe they don't want you to find out. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know what he's going to be. I don't know what Drake May is going to be.
Unless he's Jesus Christ, I don't know how you're winning right now.
Yeah. No, you're not winning now, but what you're doing is you're putting
I'm always Team Jesus.
You're getting him the experience that he needs so that next year – you could be one of these teams sitting there at 3-2 like the Bears or the Broncos or even 4-1 like the Washington
Commanders. And either they look dumb for not playing him or we're being lied to by other players and other coaches saying that he looks great out there during practice. Because both can't be true. He can't look great out there, but then Elliott Wolf and Alex Van Pelt are trying to cover their ass that they picked the wrong guy.
Yeah.
And Greg, I know it's going to come, but do not accept it. There's going to be those that say, it was always the plan to suck this year.
Yeah.
They're doing this for a reason.
I mean, that's one positive. I mean, you keep it going like this and you end up with a great pick. So, you say goodbye to this season, which is already, Wiggy said, you've already said goodbye to it anyway, and you end up with a great pick.
Can I give one positive as well? Yeah. I just want to say, because he's going to get ruined over and over again, but Jacoby Brissett, tough as nails. Like, he gets up over and over again very quickly and continues to go out there and try his best. Like, yeah, he's going to get, he's not good. He's a career backup, blah, blah, blah. But he didn't put himself in this situation. He's been put in this situation just as much as Drake May is going to be put in a situation.
Well, I mean, they're paying him $8 million to be in this situation. I mean,
okay, that's fine.
$8 million.
You're still getting ruined every single week.
Yeah,
and you're getting back up.
You got to make the plays because remember,
he stinks.
Yeah, that's fine.
He crapped all over Cam Newton. Yeah. And Cam Newton, man.
I never crapped all over.
No,
Cam
I'm just saying you got to. If the quarterback is not playing well, I get when you crap on a
all
guy.
All I'm saying, the guy's tough as nails. And if you,
I think if Drake May can learn anything from Jacoby Brissett, it's the way he carries himself as a starting quarterback.
Yep.
You know, especially off the field and with the media.
All right. Hopefully, thank you very much, Wiggy. Hoping to lighten the mood a little bit because it's dark and dreary down here.
This building is not happy.
Courtney will like this. For the first time in his 75 years of life, Prince Charles, or King Charles, as he's known now.
Thank you.
Has apparently eaten lunch. First time throughout his life, he referred to lunch as a luxury. And
he hates luxury items.
And oftentimes would suggest that he could not find time in his busy schedule to eat lunch. But on doctor's orders last week, because he is fighting cancer, he consumed lunch for the first time ever in 75 years.
Wow.
And he has since then enjoyed the same meal for lunch every single day. One half of an avocado. That is what he is having for lunch. And that is now I ask you, if you had gone without lunch for 75 years, would half of an avocado be your first choice?
I mean, crazy. Go for the whole effing thing.
No, but...
There are so many options. I mean, we're in the season. A delicious bowl of tomato bisque and a grilled cheese sandwich, maybe.
Bangers and mash?
A grinder. Something. I mean, something other than a half of an avocado for lunch.
Does that even really count as lunch?
I don't know.
What's great is that it's confirmed that he's a liar. There is no way, A, that he didn't have lunch in 75 years, and B, that he's only having half of an avocado. Give me a break. This is a guy who has somebody who polishes his shoes while he's sitting down and, irons his shoelace.
Nope, never had lunch.
Give me a break. He is a liar.
But he could be
what if he had brunch and not lunch? It's just the name of it.
He could be somebody that has a heavy breakfast and doesn't eat till dinner.
Yeah, breakfast in England sucks, though. It's
gross. I mean, I don't know. That's the only thing. Because if you're telling me you don't.
Breakfast is not great.
But you're telling me if you don't eat lunch, you must load up at breakfast time. There's no way you're going all the way to dinner time without eating.
I agree. Wiggy, I agree with you. I just think it's wild that the official reporting from the royal family was that he has never consumed lunch. coach in 75 years.
I
wonder if he knew what he was missing.
Greg, what I find most amazing is a guy who lives in a castle, a legit castle, thinks that he doesn't have luxury items.
Yeah, he thinks lunch is a luxury.
Okay, but I would say the Bentley, the horse-drawn carriage, the gold-plated dishes you use, those are luxury items.
Yes. All right, well, those are our leads. We are at Gillette Stadium on a Patriots Monday, and we are going to get to what was said over the weekend next as a part of They Said It.